This is JIS News. Coming up, Tax Administration Jamaica implements measures to deal with shortage of motor vehicle stickers, youths urged to research energy-efficient alternatives, and government moves to strengthen weather resilience in a rural community. Details after the break. Stay with us.
Come Monday, June 24, Petrojam Limited will begin to supply ultra-low sulfur diesel ULSD to the market. A red dye will be added to the regular diesel come June 17 to differentiate it from the ULSD. Ultra-low sulfur diesel will come with a light yellow color. Petrojam, serving Jamaica's energy needs.
Now the news. Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ has implemented measures to address the shortage of motor vehicle license discs. Motorists wishing to renew their motor vehicle licenses for 6 months will be able to do so. However, they will not be provided with the corresponding sticker at that time. Instead, persons will be asked to return to the tax office where the license was renewed within 60 days to pick up their registration sticker. The Jamaica Constabulary Force has been advised and will facilitate motorists during the 60-day period. As a result, motorists are advised to carefully retain their receipt and motor vehicle registration certificate for presentation to the police should this be required. The shortage does not affect persons wishing to renew their motor vehicle licenses for 12 months. The nation's youth are being encouraged to engage in research geared at yielding alternative, cost-effective energy solutions for Jamaica. President of the University of Technology, UTEC, Professor Errol Morrison, in noting the island's resource constraints, says it's critical for the next generation to think of energy alternatives that can help reduce Jamaica's spiraling energy costs. Professor Morrison was speaking at the recent awards ceremony for the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica PCJ Schools Energy Program competition, where he encouraged the youngsters to seek assistance and advice where needed in developing their ideas.
This is fertile young minds like yours that we want to see putting thoughts to these new potential processes. So don't feel overwhelmed. You just get into looking at the problem and seeing what you can do in your own little way. And don't get dismayed, you know. Think differently.
Through the PCJ Schools Energy Program competition, the youngsters gain exposure to a variety of energy-related issues, including energy efficiency, conservation, and alternative energy sources, as well as the use of energy-efficient products, technologies, and practices. A rural farming community is to benefit from an initiative to aid in strengthening its resilience to the impact of weather-related issues. The project, to be rolled out this month, follows the successful completion of a pilot of a micro-insurance facility geared at helping small farmers in Portland and St. Thomas. The pilot was facilitated by the German-funded Munich Climate Insurance Initiative, MCII.
This is our way of seeking new ways to help our vulnerable farmers build resilience, specifically against rain and wind impacts.
Water, Land Environment and Climate Change Minister Robert Pickersgill. He says his ministry will be working with the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries and the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management to implement the project. And the introduction of ultra-low sulfur diesel, ULSD, to the local market will assist in reducing the pollution of the atmosphere by motor vehicles that emit black smoke from their tailpipes. ULSD, launched in Jamaica recently, is being presented as a cleaner option to regular diesel that is better for the environment and the vehicles. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill points out that the emission of black smoke from vehicles is an offence under the Road Traffic Act.
Really, the government is supposed to set an example, especially when it's clear that it is an offense and that it contributes to emissions that are not welcome.
Minister Pickersgill was addressing a post-sectoral debate press conference at the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, recently. He notes that over the last financial year, the agency has developed a national air quality monitoring network and strengthened the air quality management program. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.